welcome to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Brooker. On this episode, I'm going to talk to Matt Bird. He is the founder of The Shirt Society. Shirts without the shopping. A shirt subscription service. You can order yours now at theshirtsociety.co.uk. First month, you get half price at $14.95. Then after that, you get to tailor your order, what you want. You get to pick and choose a little bit more. And if you want to skip a month, that's no problem. Head over to theshirtsociety.co.uk and find out more what's going on there. So that interview with Matt to come, and I really enjoyed it. And for any budding entrepreneurs out there, you have an idea, but you don't necessarily have the capital. Well, Matt has a capital idea to get his business off the ground. He used LinkedIn, and I think you'll be interested to hear that. So stay tuned. Before we get to Matt, don't forget to check out the show notes at menswearstyle.co.uk and on the social at menswearstyle. All the latest fashion news. Editor Craig has just posted an article on 7 of the most versatile clothes for a man's wardrobe. He writes, fast forward to 2020 and it's claimed that men have never had it so good when it comes to fashion. The UK men's clothing market is now worth $15 billion a year. Wow, that's a massive number. Coming at you with the science, people. Check that article out and more over at menswearstyle.co.uk. And if you want to tell us about your brand and you want to come on the show and tell us your journey, you can email us at info@menswearstyle.co.uk. Okay. Let's get to it. That's a weird one. This is a good one, though. Hope you enjoy it. Here is that interview with Matt Bird, founder of The Shirt Society. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce Matt Bird, founder of The Shirt Society. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, pal. Matt, please, just give us a nutshell resume of you.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I'm the founder of The Shirt Society, which is essentially our tagline is life without shopping. So we're a menswear, curated menswear subscription service at the minute. So we deliver kind of really, really premium quality shirts, t-shirts, polo shirts on currently a monthly basis to the guy that likes to look good but hates shopping, which we're finding more and more of these days, which is good news for us.
Yeah. And slightly harder to do these days as well in crazy times. So
yeah.
How old is the brand, please?
So I've had the idea for this for probably 2 years. So previously to this, I had another menswear business that I ran for 7 years. That was kind of focused on casual shirting towards its later stages. But naturally, a lot of our customers in that business were like young professionals, so wearing suits and smarter attire on a daily basis. And, you know, we always struggled with that business to get repeat custom, getting people to buy more than kind of one shirt every 6 months. And, you know, I think looking back, we probably priced ourselves too high for where we wanted to be. So those customers actually gave me the feedback and almost helped me build this concept into, you know, a viable business plan, essentially. So yeah, about 2 years ago, I spoke to maybe 400 of those customers that I had, said, what can we be doing better? What is your shirting requirement? Where are you buying them from? How much are you paying? What type of shirt are you buying? How often are you buying them? And what can we do that betters the experience for you? And yeah, we spoke about product a lot, but one of the running themes was these guys, they're, you know, more and more people these days are time poor. They haven't got time to kind of buy the things that they need on a daily basis. So they're just saying, if you can do anything to get me out of this shop, or if you can do anything to stop me spending my lunch break running down, you know, city centers to get a new white work shirt or a new 4 for $100 deal from one of those retailers, I'm in. And so, yeah, so it came to probably September 2019, where I was like, right, okay, let's try and get this off the ground. So I literally went on my LinkedIn profile and like posted about this concept and this idea that I had. So I was like, this is the idea, you know, we'll do all the legwork for you. We'll take the hassle out of shopping. We'll deliver a great product and it will cost you £40 a month to be part of this membership subscription service. But I said, sweeten the deal. If you sign up right now, I'll give it you for £20 a month for life. And so that was kind of my way of proving that this concept had legs, that we could get customers on board early. And so within the first 3 days of me doing that post, we had 750 people sign up to this email database that I was gathering.
Wow.
And I went, that did a lot better than I thought. And then so the week after that, I converted 250 out of those 750 people into paying members. So what that allowed me to do was, you know, they paid up front. So, at this point, I had nothing. I had no product. I had no real website. I had a logo that I created with my girlfriend in a pub garden. And this like landing page that just said, here's what we're going to do, enter your email address. Yeah, so they paid up front. Either they signed up for £20 a month for 3 months, or they paid £60 for that 3 months in advance. But that allowed me to then go off and buy stock that they needed. So I kind of funded the first order of stock with their money, which was perfect. And so, yeah, it just gave us an opportunity to kind of learn and test the operation, test the production qualities, test the kind of fabrics that I wanted to use, test the styling that we wanted to use, get the fit right. And so, yeah, it kind of took off from there, really. And it's been quite a quick journey ever since. So, yeah, we're just probably about a year old, really.
Yeah, that's no time at all. Was it quite scary for you at the start when you had the money and the capital, and then it's like, right now you've got to follow through on this?
Oh, 100%. And it only kind of gets more, because the more kind of you get into it and the more months that go by, the more ideas that you have and the more kind of promises that you make to your customer as well. So you're like, right, I've really got to make this thing sticky, and I've got to make people want to stay with this for as long as possible. And luckily now, you know, 12 months on, we probably retain 90% of those original customers, which is amazing too. So they haven't gone anywhere. So we obviously the customers kind of funded that first round of stock, but quite quickly afterwards, I was approached by two kind of high net worth angel investors as well, which was ideal, that are both located in like the Northwest. I did a deal with one of them before Christmas. So then we had a bit of growth capital as well for the next kind of phase of our journey. So yeah, the last 12 months has been about, you know, delivering the promise to customers, but then also delivering on the plans to investors. So it's been hectic, to say the least, but yeah, it's all going very well, actually.
Nice. Well, I should say that you guys were kind enough to send me a shirt, and the presentation is really, really cool. Got the box, you open it up, you get a free gift as soon as you open the box. So I was like, how did these guys know I needed moisturizer? This is perfect.
Well, that's it. So we kind of wanted to do that. We wanted to add something in that was like an unexpected treat, I suppose. So you know your £20 or your £30 a month, whatever it is now, you get your shirt, but then, you know, we throw something in for good measure, whether that's moisturizer or a pair of socks or like a beard oil, or, you know, we've done a few things over the last kind of couple of months, but yeah, it's trying to give our members all the stuff that they need, but don't necessarily like shopping for. And, you know, while we're started, we can't make our own moisturizer, so partner with really cool brands and deliver it that way.
Yeah, no, it was almost like Christmas. I'm like, well, I've got this great shirt, but now also I was like, my auntie's just giving me an extra bit of links in the post. Yeah. It was nice. No, thanks, mate. It was really cool. So, talk to me about the model for the people that don't know about the subscription. So the first one is half price, like you say, and then from then on, how does the process work?
So yeah, you sign up, and currently we positioned it so you kind of start a trial, which is half price. So at the minute it's $14.95. So you pay your $14.95, choose your shirt, choose your fit and your size of the shirt that you think, you know, that you are. We send that out to you, and we offer, you know, unlimited free exchanges, you know, just so you feel that you can send that shirt back and get another size if you need to. Once you're fully happy with that size that you've got, you then enter, you know, the subscription. You get billed $29.95 every 30 days. But within, between those orders, you actually get to choose what you want in that subscription. So a lot of subscription services work in the way that you get the same fixed product delivered on a kind of fixed cycle. We wanted to give you the choice of what you had in that subscription. So yeah, you've got kind of 28 days in between orders to come into the platform, choose the shirt, polo shirt, t-shirt that you want delivered. And then that comes within your next order. And then, yeah, you kind of repeat that every 30 days. But, you know, we're fully aware that not everyone needs 12 shirts in their wardrobe a year. So we, you know, obviously included T-shirts and polo shirts now as well, but we've also built a function to skip. So not just, you're not just getting stuff for the sake of getting it, because, you know, we don't, that's no good for any of us if you're just getting shirts that you're not wearing. You've got the functionality to skip a month that you don't need anything as well, which is good.
Mate, I think that's, when I was on the site earlier, I thought that was one of the most persuadable factors about the brand, because whenever you do subscribe to stuff, no matter how much you feel like you need it at the time, there's always, I mean, everything, gym, you know, sock subscription, beer subscription, you always end up with excess, don't you? It's just the way of life. So not to be locked into anything, I think it's a huge bonus.
Make it as easy and like as least restrictive as possible, because I think part of the perception of subscription is that you are tied in, and we don't want that. So it's skip as many months as you need, cancel anytime. But we're also working on kind of additional subscription levels, so you can sign up to get a product every other month or every 90 days, you know, and make it really flexible to what you want. And the only thing that remains the same, you know, is the price. And so, you know, if you're on a 90 day plan, you get billed that £30 every 90 days. Right. And so, you know, what we're also doing is the quality of our products, as I'm sure, well, I hope you'll agree, is a lot better than £30. Like, we could easily sell these shirts for £65-70, and part of the draw is that, you know, you're getting really, really premium quality for a really good price as well.
And so what is life like for you now on a day-to-day? Is this your main gig? Is it day-to-day in the business? Maybe talk me through a day in the life, please.
Oh god, it depends what day you want. it's very varied, and I think in a startup, that's the best way it should be. So I flutter at the minute of days of working on the business, but then also I'm still quite involved in the business stuff as well. And so there's a kind of a core team of five of us now. There's nine in total, including some other people that we use. So yeah, it's a balance of, you know, getting the right people in the right place at the right time, but then also, you know, making sure that everything gets done, you know, in between it. So yeah, my days usually start by literally opening up the bank account and seeing how much money's in there. Nice. And or how little money's in there, depending on that. And just, yeah, it's really hard to give you a typical day because they are so varied. It goes through, you know, times where it's a lot of just dealing with, you know, marketing stuff or projects to drive us more customers, or dealing with the platform, how we're going to build the platform, when it's going to be finished, what we should do to kind of launch the platform. Then there's other periods where a week would be spent on, you know, investors and how we're going to find new investors to grow the business, and, you know, different strategic levels of stuff. But then, you know, like the other day, for example, this would give you a clear idea of the variation of my day. So I had a big kind of product strategy call about what's the product going to look like over the next 12 months, where we're going to source it from, you know, these global sourcing strategies and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And I ended the Zoom call and had to run out onto the street to unload 5,000 boxes off the back of a lorry. From, you know, talking about really kind of ambitious and long-term and high-level things to literally lugging in loads of cardboard off the back of a lorry that's just arrived from Poland. So that for me was like the typical startup day. You can go, you have to do both, and you have to be prepared to do both as well, which I think is quite difficult. But yeah, you know, I love all of them equally at the minute.
What is the design process like, or what was it like to start with? So you had to get the product on board. You had the feedback from your customers initially. Where do you take it from, say, design to place in the market?
Yeah, so luckily with product design, I kind of established a supplier that we could use for these shirts in, you know, my previous business. So the design process now, well, up until now, has always been quite quick, and probably quicker than it should have been, because I've had a knowledge of what fabrics are going to work. I had a kind of a knowledge of how to, you know, what components I needed to bring that shirt to life. So I could literally just go to the factory and say, right, I want this fabric, these trims, blah, 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 blah. And you can place the order within a week, essentially. because I'd already been through the rigorous kind of sampling phases and creating our blocks and creating our, you know, collar lengths and all that kind of technicality stuff I'd already done in the previous business. So yeah, that it had been, it was quite, you could be quite reactive with it and you could leave things a little bit later and you don't have to go through the three phases of sampling and trying new fabrics and stuff. But as we grow now, we've got a few different suppliers and we're doing a few different products that I'm not necessarily have as much kind of experience or skill in. So we've created this little product team now where we have a designer, we have kind of a technical assistant and kind of our product development director leads that team. And so now, yeah, we're starting the design process for like autumn, winter next year, which right. My mind is, it just blows my mind that we have to be so far in advance, but you know, with lead times and different kind of design processes and fabric sourcing, you've really always got to be ahead of the game. And so, yeah, we're kind of just getting working on that stuff now and doing stuff in a lot more granular detail than what I'm used to. So that's it. So, you know, I know that our product is of great quality. And now it's about maintaining it and making sure everything else, you know, alongside it works the best possible way as well. And so, yeah, it's really exciting. It's probably one of my favorite periods of going, right, what do we want to do? Let's come up with some really cool ideas and then whittling it down. So at the minute, we're designing like 3-1. So we're designing 3 options to 1 that we will go forward with.
Right.
And yeah, testing it against, you know, not testing it, but benchmarking it against what our customer wants, when they want it, what is the market saying, what is the trend being for the last 6 months, or what's it going to be for the next 6 months, and then trying to fit it in there. So it's not all just about creating a nice product now. It's about, like you said, where does it fit in the market and what time does it fit into the market? So yeah, it's developed a lot more than it was 12 months ago when I was just like, yeah, let's do a pink, blue and white one.
Now
we're kind of looking at more stats, we're looking at more data, we're looking at more insight from our kind of core and target demographic to inform those decisions. So yeah, it's really cool, really interesting as well.
How much discipline does it take? Because I imagine if I was in your shoes and I was looking at options, design options, fabrics, I'd be like, well, it will all be a Zephyr cotton. We'll have Marcella bib front and I want my cocktail cuffs and I want my collars like Roger Moore and I want everyone to like what I like.
Yeah.
How much of you is kind of in the design and how much of you do you have to subtract?
It's a bit of both. Like I think I do that. I'm like, I really want to do this type of show. I really want to do this kind of style. And the good thing that Steve and Paul are doing now is that he's saying, right, that's a good idea. It probably won't work until November next year.
Right.
And so I think for me, you know, it ticks the box that I still kind of get the design that I want, but they've rationalized it and said, it's not going to work for summer. It'll work for kind of autumn, winter. And so, you know, what we're doing now is just focusing on 100% cotton. We want to be the best in our like kind of certain fabrication. So I think you can get lost in trying to do too much at once and too much too quickly. So what we've done is almost slowed it down a little bit and said, right, let's just focus on 100% cotton. Let's listen to, you know, the market. Let's listen to what kind of colors are doing well, what designs are doing well, how do we make that work with our fabrication? And so the good thing about guys and especially our target customer and the offering that we're doing is that it's not necessarily design led. It's not, you know, we don't have to come up with wild prints and different types of button placements. It's all about kind of giving our customer what they need when they need it. And so a lot of guys, you know, our stuff is quite simple. It's more quality driven than, like I said, trend and style driven, but we just do very few things, but do them very, very well. We add attention to detail where we can. So if you noticed on your shirt, the third button down, the thread is orange.
Yep.
Guys love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably me in the shirt. You know, it's the attention to detail. It's the tiny little touches that just finish it off. That's what I'm all about that. And so, yeah, it's a lot more so now a mix of kind of commercial and, you know, what I want to put into a product essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also, I think you touched upon it earlier, the convenience factor as well, especially when it comes to shirts, because, you know, I think guys kind of have a carousel of shirts, if they're anything like me, where they'll just go for them and go, well, I can't wear that again today. But so it soon becomes like, you know, there's kind of endless, well, you'll do this Monday to Friday. And at the end of it, it just becomes so routine. that the joy is almost sucked out of it, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, well, that's it. And that's what I find with shirts. You need to, like, clothes that you need to wear more, like, every single day. They're not actually enjoyable to buy. Like,
yeah,
they're
just excessive.
Like, you want, if you need a really nice suit for a wedding or something, it's actually really enjoyable to go and buy it because it's an occasional piece. It's something you probably invest more money in, and you just probably take a little bit more pride in it. Whereas the stuff that you actually fundamentally need every single day is just a bit boring. So we're trying to take that hassle out of that inconvenience of you having to go and buy them, and just delivering it on a, you know, a lot more easy, more fun kind of basis.
I'm so glad you said that, because when I worked in a tailor's in Shoreditch for a short while, I was begging the owner for me to come in early and open the shop up early before 9 o'clock. You know, I'm in Bankers Central. I'm in the gentrified section of Shoreditch. And he goes, no, just come in and open it up at 10. You know, if they want their shirts, they'll just come in on their lunch break. And I was like, yeah. No one wants to do this. No one wants to give up their spare time to come in and buy a shirt. It's insane. So it was weird. It was like, for the first time in my life, I'm asking to work early and I'm being told not.
Yeah. It is strange. It's so true. Like, people don't want to spend their limited time of the day doing what, you know, they don't want to do. And what you find with these types of shirts as well, they're always positioned in locations where these guys are spending their working hours. And a weekend, they don't want to come back to work to go and get a shirt. So it's like kind of limited in options, really.
Yeah, no, it's nuts.
It's so overwhelming as well. So you can walk into any shirt store on the high street and be met with the left wall is full of white shirts, the right wall is full of blue shirts, and the wall in front of you is full of pink shirts. And you're like, I just want the shirt that I had last month. And it's so hard to find that consistent shirt in the sea of noise. And you know, that was kind of, you know, consensus from our customer, obviously. And what you find now is even online shopping is overwhelming. So there's a lot more brands online now. And so, you know, I spoke to someone the other day, all she wanted was nice black t-shirts, but because there was so many options on, she left with nothing. So she spent half an hour trying to find the brand that she wanted to buy off, because there was so much choice, it just becomes, again, an inconvenient process.
I'm exactly the same with shower gel. And I tell the missus all the time, we are all out of problems if I'm choosing between passion fruit shower gel and citrus with light. I'm like, who the hell cares, really? Just give me the carbolic soap. let me get on with my life.
We need something that does the job.
Yeah. Matt, listen, the connection's getting a little bit fuzzy, but I want to be also respectful of your time. The shirtsociety.co.uk is the place that you can go. You can also follow Matt on the Shirt Society _ on Instagram and have a look at the products firsthand. And I was going to say also, the website, what I really like about the website is that it's streamlined. There's no, you know, I didn't have to get lost down a rabbit hole of choosing different things and then going, oh, crikey, I just didn't really need to go down there or click on that. So I think when you go to the website, you'll find it, you know, very user friendly, and you'll pretty much get what you need because there is a, you know, really good streamlined choice. So
yeah, that's all about making these things simple. Like we said, we're taking the hassle out of shopping, so the easier we can make it, the better.
Yeah, and congrats, I think you've got a great product on your hands, and well, take care and best of luck.
Thanks very much, speak to you soon.
Okay, how about that, Matt? What a nice guy. Like I said, he sent me a shirt. I love it. Everyone needs a trusty white shirt. And also, he must have been under the breakfast table this morning when I was telling Anastasia that I needed more moisturizer in my life, because that was a godsend finding that. Anyway, make sure you're supporting the good guys and head over to theshirtsociety.co.uk. Treat yourself or your loved one. And in the meantime, thanks for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing, leave a review. It does help our egos. And until next time,